let's pray for Claire as... this morning, we pray, Lord, and enable her to speak your word with clarity and with boldness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. Amen. Great to be here with you at St. John's Bowling. How are you all? Everyone well?
Yes.
Anybody watch Strictly last night? Wasn't it brilliant? I mean, wasn't it brilliant, that dance of Kelvin? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, well, it was brilliant. Well, I mean, I could talk about Strictly all morning, but I'm not, because I'm here on behalf of Compassion. But we have something this morning that's just as exciting as Strictly Come Dancing. We have the Compassion Experience. Have you seen it out there?
Yes.
Fantastic. How would you like to go on a visit to Africa this afternoon? That's what the Compassion Experience enables us to do, to go and see what life is like for a little girl in Uganda, a very poor little girl born in Uganda, and how she was helped by her church and this great organisation called Compassion. And that's what the Compassion Experience enables us to do. Get the next slide, please. I've got a slide thing here. So I'll tell you a little bit more later about what Compassion does and how you as a church here can get involved in changing the lives of some of the world's poorest children. But before I do that, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine who lives in Rwanda. Has anybody got a friend who lives in Rwanda? Here she is. This is Solange. She lives in Rwanda. She's a friend of mine. She lives with her mum and dad and two brothers, and she likes playing football. Anybody here like playing football? She likes playing football. Used to be unusual for a girl, but it's not unusual for a girl anymore. She's a normal little girl, but life's very hard for her, and she's very poor just because of where she happens to have been born. So her mum and dad will work as day labourers in farming, and they'll earn about £6 a month. £6 a month. What do you think life's like for this little girl? Well, let's try to imagine, shall we? Put your hand up if you had breakfast this morning. And we're all going to have a nice lunch served to us today, aren't we? We're all going to have lunch, hopefully. Maybe inside rather than outside today. And we'll have some tea as well when we get home, won't we? Maybe a few snacks in between. Yeah? So lunch here, we'll get one meal a day, if she's lucky. It'll be something like beans and potatoes and cassava, which is a local root vegetable. And she'll get one meal a day. You can see that her tummy's a little bit swollen. That means she's not getting enough food in it. And if her parents can't find work, she won't get to eat at all, and she might go for days without food. How many of you live in a house that has more than one room in it? How many of you have got your own bedroom? Can you see all your nice things in it? Yeah, is it tidy? Solange will live in a very basic house. One room, got a mud floor and mud walls and a tin roof. One room. Hasn't got a bathroom in it or a toilet, no running water. So she'll have to go and fetch water for her family to drink and wash in, and it'll be dirty water. This is a photograph of her house actually a couple of years ago. You can see it behind. It was damaged in a storm, and you can see that it's made out of just blocks of mud, basically, and they all got washed away. Okay, how many of you young people are going to school? Put your hand up if you're going to school. Yeah, you all love school, don't you? You love it, don't you? I can tell by the expressions on your face that you love school. Solange here won't get to go to school without any help because her parents can't afford to send her to school. They maybe can't afford the school fees, or they can't afford the clothes and the books and all the stuff that she needs for school. And actually, maybe Solange has to work to help her parents as day labourers so they can afford to buy something to eat. So life for this little girl is really, really hard. And life's very difficult for her. All across the world, there's children like Solange, millions and millions of children living in really poor circumstances, for whom, you know, life is just a struggle to survive. They're not just a bit poor, they're extremely poor, just because of where they happen to have been born. Children who've got no hope of ever having a better life. Real children, just like you young people here, who have a very different life just because of where they happen to have been born. It's just wrong, isn't it? It is wrong. We'd all do something to help, wouldn't we, if we could? But where do you even start? It's easy to think that we're too small, that we're too ordinary, we're not strong enough, we're not big enough, we're not powerful enough, we're not rich enough to do anything to make a difference in the world. But do you know, we have the power of God. And there's nobody who's greater than God. God is bigger, more powerful, stronger, more mighty, more majestic, greater than anything we can possibly imagine. We all know this song, don't we? Yeah, who knows this song? Yeah? Our God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. Yeah, what's the next bit? Say it again. Do we believe this?
Yes.
Do we believe this?
Yes.
Jesus shows us what this looks like in the reading that we heard. Jesus is surrounded by people in need. All sorts of different people with different problems and different needs, all asking him to help them. They're all desperate for him to touch them and to heal them. And they're all turning to Jesus for help. And right in the middle of all this hustle and bustle, a man comes up to him. He's a synagogue leader called Jairus, and he's desperate. His little daughter is dying. He needs Jesus' help, and he pleads with Jesus to help him. But there's all these crowds and so many other people needing help that before Jesus can get to his house, somebody comes to tell Jairus that his daughter has died. The whole mood changes. It's like it's too late. There's nothing anybody can do anymore. It's hopeless. Don't even bother. In fact, when he gets to the house, people are laughing at him and saying, "Don't be so ridiculous. She's dead. There's nothing anybody can do." But what does Jesus do? What does Jesus do? Well, first of all, he says, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Don't be afraid, just believe. He tells us to trust God and never to give up hope. How often are we afraid in life of things that we can't do, rather than trusting that God can do great things if we believe? God can do great things if we believe. Something else that Jesus does, he gets involved. When we read about Jesus in the Bible, he's not just standing there being holy, is he? He gets involved in people's lives, in their stories, in their issues. In this story, he reaches out to the little girl, takes her by the hand, and he tells her simply to get up and for them to give her something to eat. It's a miracle, but it's not all religious hocus pocus, is it? It's just simple words, not all long prayers and clever religious words. It's very practical and it's very personal. It's a simple act of touch, of connection, of just being there. This is the example that Jesus sets us, and it's something that we can all do. Trusting and believing in God's power, we can all, every single one of us, take the hope and the love of Jesus to people in need. It's what the Bible tells us to do, isn't it? And it's not difficult. We can all do simple things that with God's power can make a big difference. That's what compassion enables me and other people to do. It's what enables me to do with Solange. I don't worry that I can't change the whole world. I don't worry that I can't make a big difference in her life. I'm just doing it. And what compassion does is we work through churches in some of the world's very poorest countries and enable those churches to reach out and help some of the world's very poorest children. Compassion is a big organisation, a very sound and credible organisation. We're currently supporting 2 million children around the world. And then that's funded by people here like you and like me, sponsoring children, like I do with Solange here. Sponsorship costs £25 a month, and that enables me, just over £5 a week, that enables me to change this little girl's life forever. But sponsorship also means that I'm involved in her life, and I get to play a part in her life. Each child has one sponsor, and as a sponsor, I'm her only sponsor. So like Jesus does, I'm able to reach out to this little girl, to bring hope to her, to tell her that somebody cares. I get to write her letters with words of love and encouragement. And the money that I send means that her church can provide her with food. She gets to go to school and she gets all of her school supplies and all the clothes that she needs. She gets all her medicines and her health care. She has every chance to have a good life, all kinds of love and support from her church. And she's taught the Bible and learns that God loves her. And I'm able to tell her by being involved in her life that I love her, that somebody cares about her. And I write her these letters, and she loves getting letters. Does anybody get letters anymore? We all like getting letters, don't we? Yeah? And then she writes back to me. Here's a letter that she sent recently. Would you like to hear what she said?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, this is what she says. She says, "Dear Claire Nelson," that's me, "my beloved parent, who I always think of, I greet you. How are you? For me, I'm doing well and praising God together with my family. I joyfully celebrated my birthday." She's 17 now. "The results of the national examination have also been published, and I was celebrating success there too." So she's done well in her exams. "The national examination was difficult, but I succeeded with very good grades. I want to proceed with university when I finish my secondary studies. Hey, my brothers are also doing well and studying well, and one of them is preparing for the national examination. I thank you for the letter you sent me. It pleased me and my family so much. It was very nice to hear from you. I have received a card you have also sent me." I sent her a birthday card. "I thank you because you think about me and you love me. I also love you very much. May God bless you. Love from Solange." Isn't that great? And then at the end of the letter, she's put on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She's put on 8 kisses. I think that means that we're friends, don't you? But it's great because it enables me to get involved and be involved and change the life of a real child living in real poverty and make a real difference in her life. And all it costs me is just over £5 a week. It's absolutely amazing. Compassion makes it really easy for us all to change the world one child at a time and make such a big difference in their lives by sponsoring them and changing her life, not just for now, changing her life forever, giving her the opportunity to have a life that's better than it currently is. Such a wonderful thing to be able to do. Go to the next slide, please. Now, I have a little group of children here who are all waiting for sponsors in Tanzania. They're all desperately needy children. They're all from the same village in Tanzania, and they're all being helped by the same church. It's right up in the north of Tanzania, if you can see it on the slide up there. They're all desperately needy children. They're all waiting for somebody to sponsor them. The village where they live is a very poor village, so people will work as day labourers, again, in farming, and they'll maybe earn the equivalent of £10 a month. So they're very, very poor people, and the houses there will be made of mud floors, mud walls and tin roofs, like the one that I showed you earlier, and people won't get very much to eat. And children there don't get to go to school because they can't afford to go to school. Who's looking forward to going to school tomorrow? Yeah, everybody looking forward to going to school tomorrow? What's your school like? Can you picture your school? Can you imagine what it looks like? Next slide, please. There it is. So this is what a school might be like in Tanzania. Does your school look like that? Anybody's school look like that? No, that's what school's life in Tanzania. So life for these children is very, very hard. I'll introduce you to just a couple of the children. This is Kulwa. She's aged 7. She lives with her mum and dad. For fun, she likes running and singing. A boy called Joseph, he's 6. Again, he lives with his mum and dad. For fun, he likes playing hide and seek. But you can see this little guy's clothes. It looks like he's wearing shorts and those are his legs, but actually that's all his trousers. And his trousers are so long and his shirt's so long because they're somebody else's clothes. They're somebody else's clothes. His mum and dad want him to look nice for his photograph, so they've borrowed some clothes so that he can wear them. Next slide, please. It's the last one. A girl called Rachel. She's 4. Again, she lives with her mum and her dad. And for fun, she likes running. You can imagine it, can't you? These are some of the other children who are waiting for sponsors, and they're just all waiting for somebody to step into their lives and saying, I can be your friend. And I ask each one of you, can you spare just over £5 a week to change the life of one of these children forever? That's the opportunity that you as a church here have today. As individuals, you can sponsor these children, and together you can make a huge difference in their lives, joining with their church in Tanzania across the world to help these children. It's really such a simple thing to do. It's not a difficult thing to do. It's not a huge amount of money, but the difference that we can make together is huge, really, really big. And sometimes people say to me, I don't know if I can do it for very long, or I might not be able to afford it for too long. Just do it for as long as you can. You know, we're committed to these children, and we will just find another sponsor for that child if you have to back out for any reason. Come and talk to me after the service if it's something that you'd like to do, and I can give you some more information. I can fix you up with one of these children and enable you to change their lives. Now, we're not big enough to change the world, but God is. And each one of us can do something small and simple to show his love and his generosity, and God will do the rest, and we will see the world change. We know, don't we, that with God's help, there is nothing that we can't do, because there is nothing that God can't do. And we're going to sing that song now, and I want you to sing it, okay? Our God is so big, so strong and so mighty. I want you to sing this song like you actually mean it and like you actually believe it. Can you do that?
Well, to help do that, we're going to do some actions. This is, you've all been looking forward to the actions. Here come the actions. Okay, band are going to, let's, anybody who knows the actions to the song, come on up, kids especially, come on, Elsa, you love doing actions. What? Nobody, is it just me?
All I'm right. Going to do it.
Helen Esprit is going to come up. Okay, let's all stop here, everybody.